This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com. Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is the first business day of 2022, 1-3-22. Get used to saying that. And this is show number 353. Well, Nick, I hope you had a great New Year's holiday. The road ahead looks like it's going to be quite bumpy. But hey, will we have a January effect is the question.
Well, everyone is looking for a January effect to take place. This is where the markets rally in the first month of the new year. I'm in the camp we're not going to have one. So I think you have to be very, very careful here in the start of the new year. I'm just letting everybody know my opinion here. That's all it is. But I think we're going to have a very, very, very bumpy January. I would not rule out a sell-off. I think there's a lot of money that was just sitting out here in the marketplace waiting for the new year, and they are going to take profits now. And I would be very, very careful going into the start of this 2022.
And well, I would call you like the Grinch who stole Christmas, but Christmas has come and gone. So you're going to be the Grinch that steals January, huh?
I think so. And that's okay. As long as I can navigate these markets, and 2021 was challenging. But you know, it was what we call an inverted year. In fact, the whole world was upside down for that matter. So it just goes to show you how things played out. But I think you got to be very, very careful going into 2022. And I'm just putting it out there right now. You could listen to TV people, market, the news on CNBC or anywhere else. But I think you got to be very, very careful in this new year.
All right. Well, so bond yields are starting to go up today, huh?
Bond yields are soaring and roaring. In fact, as we speak right now, the 10-year yield is up almost 10 basis points. So we're now back above that 1.6% level on a 10-year. The 30-year yield is flying as well, up over 9 basis points. So I think you really, really got to be on your toes. I think yields are going a lot higher. And again, you know, I've been saying that for a long, long time, but here we are, and we are seeing the markets, you know, telling us, and that's all you need to follow. Bond yields are going up. They got a lot more to go as well.
Wow. Well, that will be kryptonite to the economy, because this whole economy is working on free money. Once you actually have to start to pay anything approaching market interest rates, that will affect everything.
That will affect everything. And I think right now, if you are a market participant, you know, you just have to watch the bond market. It tells you so much. It doesn't lie to you. It's just really where we are. And again, I think right now, everybody should be paying attention to the bond market.
All right. Well, everyone's forgotten about it, because the bond market's just a place where the Fed goes, prints up money and buys whatever is there. It would be like if you went to the supermarket and all the fruit and the vegetables were rotted out, but you had all this money and there was nothing else you could do with it. So you would just buy the rotten fruit and vegetables. And that's what the Fed's doing.
That is exactly what the Fed is doing. And they've been doing it for a long time. This is not something they just started. So I think everybody now has to be on their toes. You have to be a bit on guard. And this is the kind of market we're in. And again, the Fed has put themselves in a box. And that's the bottom line. Whenever that has happened in the past, you know, the Fed is being forced to do what they're doing. They're not doing it willingly, as Jay Powell may make it sound like. He has no choice but to try to curb this inflation that has taken place under this current administration.
Well, good luck, Jay. Wish you the best for a fool's errand, that's for sure. So gold's getting slammed down today. Dollar's up.
That's right. Gold is getting slammed today. And I think everybody probably knows the reason. And the reason is because yields are soaring. The dollar is stronger. And again, gold is getting hit. But there's, you know, there's no real secrets. It's had a good bounce. But I've been under the telling everybody on here for a while now that it's just a bounce. Ultimately, gold's got to go a little bit lower before we put in that final low.
Probably so. What's the dollar index looking like today, by the way, Nick?
Yeah, the dollar right now is pretty strong. The new contract, which we are in the H contract, which is March, that's up 0.75%, trading at $96.30 for the U.S. dollar index, better known as the Dixie.
Okay, so keep your eye on the Dixie as well. Although, you know, the way everything's manipulated now, how much of a difference it's really going to make in the long run? Good question. Bitcoin weak.
Yeah. Bitcoin, you know, what can you say? We've been talking about that pattern for a while. And if you take a look at it today, it's not getting crushed today, but it's just making that bearish scenario and that bearish pattern on the chart. You got to be careful with this pattern. It suggests lower prices. I think Bitcoin is in the midst of a pretty decent decline. So you want to be very, very careful owning Bitcoin at this stage of the game. You know, right now, my prediction is it goes down to 35,000, maybe 35,500. That's where it'll find some stability.
Yeah, I'm just like looking at the chart, though, that double top head and shoulders there that started in October and ended kind of like in November.
Yeah, you could just look at the chart pattern and see how it's now consolidating below that daily chart 200 period moving average. I mean, that's all you need to see. That daily chart 200 MA is a really, really good indicator. And we've gone sideways for quite a bit. So we take out 45,000. I think we're going to have a pretty good move down to 35,000. You could skip 40,000. I told everybody that would be the next support level, but I think we'll go right through it.
Well, maybe my prediction is true that we're not going to own anything. We're just going to own NFTs. And maybe that's what Klaus Schwab was really talking about. You'll own nothing. You'll just own NFTs and you'll be grateful.
Klaus Schwab, you got to really, you know, sometimes when you look at this guy, just looking at him, it makes you laugh. But this is what they're promoting. Maybe NFTs are really what they were after all.
Hey, we don't know, but, you know, it's a form of owning nothing. So, hey, and you'll be happy you own them, right? Because you'll own nothing, but it'll be worth so much money, Nick.
Jerry, without a doubt, I have to say, you know, if you ever look at their agenda, and they pulled off quite a bit of it. There's a lot of important people, I guess, important people that are there. But if you ever look at their agenda and really read it, it's frightening. And these guys, I guess they're the masters of the universe, or so they think they are. But, you know, maybe NFTs is what they were all about from the beginning.
That's the only thing I could figure. I understand the whole concept. Believe me, when it comes to real estate records, I'm an expert, and I understand the benefit of the blockchain in title and all that. Believe me, I get it. But the idea of owning the digital rights to some digital asset that isn't worth the canvas that it's not painted on, you know, you're owning a Renoir without having to pay for the insurance and the security on it, right?
I guess. I mean, it's rather comical to me, but you know, earlier this year, everybody was buying invisible art. They were buying invisible statues. So maybe we're just in the metaverse right now. I mean, this world, after all, is bizarre and upside down, like a Seinfeld episode, right? The bizarro world. But, you know, it's rather remarkable that we even, you know, have the conversation about a snapshot of something being owned on the blockchain.
Well, hey. I can't even picture it, but I guess where there's a will, there's a lawyer, and we'll just have to keep that in mind. So when we have this conversation next year, this time in 2023, market going to be much lower?
Well, you know, we'll see where we are. I don't want to go too far out, but I think the first half of this year is really, really volatile. I think the first quarter should be very volatile. In fact, I think January will be very volatile. And then we'll have to just let the charts tell us a little bit more. I hate to forecast too far out. And then somebody says, well, you said the market would be down. And then, you know, we're up a few percent. But I think this is a very, very challenging year. I think everybody should be very, very careful in 2022.
Yeah, the only thing that gives me pause for thought, Nick, is that the Federal Reserve acquired a third responsibility. The first one was keep prices stable, doing a great job of that, Powell, keep it up. The second was keep employment at high levels. And the third one, which has evolved over the past 10 years, which is keep the stock market going up.
Well, that seems to be their number one goal, right? It's just to keep the stock market going up. In fact, if you look back at December of 2018, when we had our last 20% pullback, Jay Powell cut interest rates 3 times. He started his QE program. I mean, he couldn't get that stock market up fast enough. So, again, that's the one saving grace for anybody that is an outright bull, is that, you know, you still believe that the central bank is here to continue to lift the stock market higher. So we'll have to see. It's a little bit of a challenge now that you have inflation where it is and as fast as it's moving, because now Jay Powell kind of has he's kind of caught in a box here. And what we would call in the past a pickle. It's going to be tough navigating out of this pickle.
All right. Well, I guess we'll leave it at that. Make sure you go over to Nick's site inthemoneystocks.com. Take a look, see how Nick has beaten the averages for decades now. And while you're at it, the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at Nick Santiago 01, at Kerry Lutz. Emails are welcome. We'll get to them in the next week or two. KL@KerryLutz.com. Nick, Happy New Year. We'll talk to you again on Wednesday.
Happy New Year, Kerry. Thank you.